Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Skinhouse, welcome back to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gertie.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus films and chimes in when we need him. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates, that is a win.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. This morning, I was sort of a bloke that probably didn't have much of a win. In fact, you know how we talked about a little bit about like silly questions? I think you did something, Gertie, about like the dumbest question you've ever heard asked.
Yeah.
Well, I had a great one, and I am going to out him because he actually does listen to the podcast at times, I think sporadically, not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
But he, at Atora, which is the gym that Mikus and I have been going to just out of West End here, the trainer is called Nick. Lovely marathon runner, actually, Mikus. Was trying to tell me today that I should be able to run one in 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, you won't.
Despite the fact that, well, that's negative.
Okay, he will.
He might be able to do it if he stops and has 2 or 3 steaks on the way.
Anyway,
so that's a different story. I did tell him that my last marathon was 5 hours and 17. I feel like 3 hours 45 might be shaving quite a bit off.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm happy to shoot for it and hopefully land somewhere around 4:45. But this girl has come into the class, like started at 7 o'clock. The girl's come in at probably like 7:05. And as a way of saying, like, I know late, I was early. Goaty, don't look at me like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she came in at 7:05 wheeling a bike in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, as a way of like trying to work out if she needed to warm up or not, his question to her as she came in was, did you ride your bike today?
Nah, push it the whole way.
And I just sort of stood there and like looked at him. I was like, do you realise what you've just asked? So what do you think? She like drove a car and then just grabbed it out of the pit and wheeled it in. He's like, oh no, what have I done?
Very good.
Silly questions. But again, not the only silly thing that happened this week.
Yep, correct. I had a fairly large blunder this week. I've never been great, and I'm sure we've spoken about it before, at like birthdays and Christmas presents and Valentine's days and things of that nature with Eloise, who I've been with for some time. This was probably my worst performance ever, I think. I literally just forgot her birthday. It was
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really not good. Because like, I often sort of forget in the lead up, then remember sort of a day or two before and like quickly organize something, get something together. This time, like literally just, I woke up that morning and just went about my day. Like normal, like went for a shower and I kept asking her, like, you seem a little bit upset. Like, what's wrong?
You are the worst person I've ever met. It's not even fucking close.
We would have been getting ready for work for about an hour and a half. And I kept saying, like, are you okay? Like, you seem mad at me. Like, what's wrong? Like, everything was so good last night. And she just gave me nothing. Like, gave me a good hour to work it out. And I just didn't. And eventually she was like, you forgot my birthday. And I was like,
Oh my god!
It's really,
what's amazing is
really not.
Rochelle
good.
Messaged me, the girl I'm getting to know. She messaged me the day before, saying like, "Oh, it's Eloise's birthday tomorrow, so just remember, like, to get something
for me to remember
yeah. to send her a message." And like, obviously, at no stage did she ask like, does Mitch know about it?
Yeah. Hey, and just remind Mitch while you're at work this morning.
Skin across it. I was like, oh, yeah, we just never thought to really ask that. Then he got in the car. I picked him up. Man. I was like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, oh, I think I forgot Eloise's birthday.
What do you mean you think you forgot?
I think you forgot. You did. Yeah, no, I definitely forgot it.
I definitely did, yeah.
He did some proper groveling today. He was down lunch break, extended lunch break to go and get flowers. And
And Lee drove that day, so I had to borrow Dave's car to go for a drive over to James Street to find this perfume she wanted and to get flowers and stuff like that. So I had that ready. Had that ready by the time, like,
you saw her again.
Yeah, by the time I saw her again that night. But it was probably 12 hours too late.
Oh, I mean, that's still her birthday. I think you've snuck in.
Yeah. But I didn't. I had it.
Not agreeing, Cody?
No. It's a poor performance. There's absolutely no way to sugarcoat it. It is a woeful display.
I'm aware. I agree. I couldn't.
What?
I don't want to say too much. Like, it's terrible, yeah. But I don't want to say too much because it's something I would do, but I haven't done it yet. But yeah. I know that eventually I will do it. So I want to go easy on you.
Yeah, okay. I feel like your wife, Mikas, would not appreciate it.
Oh, she'd be rattled. Like, she's great, but she would be off it. Like, birthdays to her are like, a massive deal.
Yeah, and Eloise is the same. So,
oh, yeah, like, great. Yeah,
but for me, it's not even about that. It's just more like, are you not thinking of them or you're only thinking about what's happening in your days?
Don't look at me. I didn't forget my birthday. Yeah, yeah. I mean, her birthday.
That's where I'm thinking of.
Like, you'd be right if you forgot your own.
What are you thinking of? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what can you learn from this?
Yeah, this is a learning.
I get it. I know. It's bad. I fucked up. Okay? I've apologized profusely. I bought her lovely gifts that night and continue to apologize. I understand. Yeah. It was not good.
So you actually apologized profusely as well. That is our pilot pun of the week, early doors. It is not that hard, but it could be. Pilot.com.au.
Oh, you might have needed Pilot.
Wouldn't have been useful.
No.
Oh, poor Skinny. Yes.
Did not need Pilot that night.
Skin, that's an up late episode, I think. When they used to do that with like Big Brother up late.
Oh, Skinny.
Oh, well done, Skin. Well, let's move on to a joke of the week. Now, plenty left for us on the chalk line, which is at www.wegotthechocolates.com.au. Hold the www if you don't feel like including it. It's not necessarily necessary. Oh, that is a tongue twister. Wow. It's hard to say.
It's a waste of time.
Now, on this occasion, I'm nervous because I have definitely not heard this. Oh, this God. Is from
no.
Dave the Brit that knows jack shit. He has stepped up as podcast producer. I'm flying blind. We do it with Skid all the time. He's offended everyone. There can't be many.
No, I understand that, but Skin hasn't sung SpongeBob fucking Schmearpants, whatever his fucking name was.
That's true.
He's got a lot of like very mixed reviews on the YouTube episode, the SpongeBob SquarePants.
We can't even fucking say it probably.
That's SpongeBob SquarePants. There was some that agreed with us saying that's the worst thing I've ever heard and my ears have been assaulted. Yeah. Yep. And then other people saying greatest podcast moment ever. So it was really hard to work out.
One person said that.
It was Dave's burner account too.
That's more people than I thought should have said it.
Yes.
Okay, joke of the week does come from Charlie.
G'day guys, Charlie here. Got a joke for you. Fairly relatable to most of the dads out there, I would assume. How do you stop your youngin' from crawling around in circles? You nail his other hand to the ground. Thank you. Love you, bye.
Well, and Dave's been fired.
Once again, I don't think you've done particularly well, Dave, I'll be honest. You've got to have a real good hard look at yourself there.
Week one, I mean, is he banned already?
We can't ban him, I don't think, but there needs to be some constructive criticism.
Yeah. You're on report, you've got a fine, next one you're in trouble.
I think that's fair. Yeah. You've got a lot of carryover points there after being put on report because I'm not sure that... I mean, I've heard worse jokes in that similar sort of category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like nailing. Oh, that's not going to get much better. Abort.
Oh, goodness.
Skid.
You can make up for it here, Dave, if you edit that out.
Yes. I've got a written one, if you don't mind.
This would be good.
Comes from Bill. Yeah, Cody.
Did you watch Miggas just drink coconut water from a 1 litre bottle? Can you do it?
That is hot.
What is it?
Well, yeah, I've never seen anyone else drink as much coconut water as you do.
Well, okay.
Do you like it?
Must or dust coconut water.
The Brisbane River.
Save it. We're doing must or dust later.
Yeah. Sorry.
This is a very early
Ford Cell.
We'll just jump into it now and miss every Skin, do your written joke.
Yeah, a written joke. Comes from Bill. And yeah. It's not terrible, but I know, Goaty, you won't like it. I kind of chose it to rile you up. I think you've explicitly stated you don't like this kind of humour.
Okay.
Why couldn't the blind man see his friends? He's married.
What do you like that kind of humour? That's quite funny.
That's all right. That's good.
That got me.
I know thought that was funny.
I mean, obviously, they're wonderful people. The wives out there. Wives, yeah. Not necessarily, actually, 2024. Anyone can get married.
Too. Absolutely, yeah. As they should.
As they should. So, yeah, that was good. Brought to you by our great friends at Better Beer. Five great beers, great merchandise.
Great hats at the moment. I'm frothing the hat that you and I got on at the moment.
I was referencing that in the merchandise, but I like that you explicitly broke it down.
Explicitly this particular hat, the Delta.
Okay, good. That's at betterbeer.com.au. I'm moving on to publicly embarrassing stories. And I got some inspiration for this because I saw a story during the week that made me laugh quite a bit, which I enjoyed bringing to the table. And it was like pretty clickbaity, but I read it and it still sort of gave me a bit to work with. So I would argue it's definitely an example of not getting the chocolates, but you guys might disagree. The show Naked Attraction. Anyone familiar?
Nope.
So your dating show where you go sans clothes.
Yes, I believe so. I haven't watched a lot of it. I thought it would be more you're quite a reality TV type of guy, but that's not on your hit
more
list.
More of a Vanderpump sort of guy, aren't we, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely.
You wouldn't want a Vanderpump on Naked Attraction.
No, I think that's the whole idea, isn't it?
Maybe that is the whole idea.
Vanderpump after the show's done.
Well, yes, very much in the topic here. So a contestant from the 2018 series revealed that he popped a Viagra pill before his appearance, but unfortunately lost control of his manhood. Which is intriguing. Speaking to the Daily Star, he explained, I did take a Viagra before my second show, but all it did was give me a headache and made my face really red, and I didn't have any control down there. Bit stiff, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Sure.
See, that would have been a perfect one.
Yeah.
Pilot,
yeah, why are we not doing that? We've got to make way more sense. Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of Viagra? Yeah. Why? Why is he surprised by
that? Well, this is the reason I wanted to discuss it with you, because I'm probably slightly confused by how Viagra works, having not really
dabbled
in that space. Mm. But I would have thought to be shocked by the fact that you couldn't control your manhood after popping a pill for what that's meant to do. Mm. It's quite a strange sequence of events.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I wonder if he just thought it was just going to get like a bit more blood to it.
Yeah.
Maybe so he turns him more into a shower. You know what I'm saying?
I think that is, that's what
maybe he took rather half a Viagra and thought he'd get a semi or something.
Well, apparently he said that.
Well, you heard about that guy that took that Viagra and got stuck in his throat. He had a stiff neck for hours.
It's probably the fourth time you've told that on the podcast, but it still gets funny every time. That's why we keep practicing. It's good. But I think he goes on in the article to say that he was caught on camera warming himself up.
Oh, no.
Right, which I think is like, the whole thing is like he lost control because he thought he was getting it to a point where it just would look impressive on camera, but instead it hit the lens of the camera.
Oh, yeah. Full on tent pitched scenario.
Genuine morning wouldn't, if you know what I'm saying. So it did get me thinking of just maybe some other things that have occurred in public that could potentially be considered a little bit stiff. Maybe not as stiff as that.
No, certainly not from all reports.
I'm struggling to think, like, it wasn't necessarily in public, but I definitely had one where we were having like a water balloon fight and I was running full tilt trying to get away from this bloke in a front yard. This is when I was like 18, I reckon. Mm-hmm. And he had like one of those like small wire fences. Uh-huh. I've had a bad history with fences, actually. I've got another fence related story. Like, you know, those small wire fences that I didn't see particularly well. Hit it at full tilt, main road, probably 5 meters away.
Yeah.
And like proper somersault, like bruises across the top of my thighs for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Somersault, like person pulled over in the car to check that I was alive. And I was just like limping away.
Sheepishly.
All under control.
Yeah.
And then I had another one on like my 20th birthday. We were going to junior state cup. I was coaching a team, but it was my birthday that night. And Dan Leachman, who's my mate, he like dared me to run, like have a sprinting race with him. Not really dared me, but just challenged to have a sprinting race. Him knowing, I think not maybe as intoxicated as what I was, quite aware of the fact that we were running straight at a fence, pulled up sort of 10 meters earlier than I did. I kept running, hit said fence, cut above the eye, had to wear sunnies for the whole coaching day.
I actually remember that, actually. Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So fences, no good for me.
Okay.
That hurts.
Yeah, duly noted.
Mm-hmm. That's offensive.
No one else, obviously.
I've got a few. They're just they're publicly embarrassing to the point I don't know if I want to share them, but
I've got one. No. October 1, Des Moines Oval.
Yes, Cody has played one game for the Queensland Bulls. I assume it was on October 1.
Yeah, 2018. Went well.
You didn't get 28.
No, certainly not. A few less than that. I got hit for more than that, though.
Skid, you're not telling any.
Oh, no. There's a lot of secrets. Right, I'll go ahead. In my early days of when I first started drinking, I maybe drank a few too many on a couple of occasions and managed to publicly piss my pants. That was a real shame.
That is really not where I was expecting this to go.
Yeah.
I've vomited in
a couple. There are a couple of bad nights, yeah.
I don't think I've ever pissed my pants drunk.
Really?
I'll vomit.
I've done it sober, obviously, but I've never.
That was just a Thursday.
All right. Well, I did get a few responses from the Chockies as well. Put it out to them on the Instagram story. It's at We Got The Chocolates on Instagram. I was woken by people yelling. This is from Chuck. Sorry. I was woken by people yelling and cheering at 4 a.m. I stood out at my window and threw abuse at them. Turned out it was for a cancer fundraiser.
Oh no.
Gosh.
That's not where you are. That's stiff. Should have got that as like a little sound button. Like, that's a bit stiff.
For next week.
Next week. Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Yeah, when we do the same segment.
We like to. Yeah, exactly. Yep. What about this one, Migas? I don't know if you recall. Well, you wouldn't because you weren't there. I'll explain. It might make sense. Yep. I yelled out across the bar, "Hey, Migas." And it was just a guy that looked like him.
Actually, that stuff gets me all the time. Always wave at people and then realize they're waving at someone. Classic.
Doesn't it? I just never wave back now. So they're waving and then I realize they are waving at me and I'm just looking at them going, and just not waving. I just walk away.
I do a full 360 check. I just don't want to be done with
it. You don't
want
to be that guy.
Yeah. Wait, no, not you, mate. Is that bloke behind you? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that hurts. So apparently, like follow up, it was at Palm Beach Surf Club, which you do frequent quite a few times in your life, don't you?
Yeah. All the time.
But it wasn't you. There's a person that looks like you. So they're still quite scarred. Probably since seen you like 10 times and not said hello, just to being scarred from that. I did this the other day too. Up to my waist in a bin at the Australian Open after trying to retrieve my phone after inadvertently tossing it in with the rubbish.
That hurts.
I had one the other day where I walked out in front of our nudio here, bag of trash. Bag of rubbish in Australia, and then my like actual bag that I was taking home. Put that one in the bin.
Threw that in the back of the car.
In the back of Skid's car. Take this rubbish home, Skid. One from your mate Mick here. I'm not sure who that is. I told people I'd run 50 marathons in a year.
Yeah. Forgot to write that.
No, you ran. Did you forget you ran another one yesterday too?
No, I remember that. So he's up to two. Yeah. Three.
Three.
Yeah,
47
fine.
To go.
Fine.
How many weeks to go? Less than 47.
Less 40, than 47.
Yeah. 44?
Yeah.
2. Are you saying 2? Oh, 42.
42.
Yeah. Oh, fine.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Okay. One every 6 days.
Yeah, I'm getting more confident. Go, Mick.
Yeah.
Now, once winter hits, I'm going 8 a month.
Really?
Nah, probably
not. Do your best work in winter.
Just a bit cooler.
That's true. Mm. Well, that's hard to argue with. That's how the seasons work.
It's impossible not to prove that.
It's the case.
Yeah. This one, pretty awkward. I told a man in a wheelchair, you just walk through the auto gates to leave the gym. Not ideal. Same as like the old handshake. And Dylan Alcott did the funniest one recently. Well, not that recently, but remember when old man's done like this big, it was on like a news show and old man's done this massive big intro for him like, Dylan Alcott, is there anything you can't do? And he's like, walk.
Oh, he's a ripper fella. It'd be great to have a few beers with him.
Gotta get him. That would be a great man to get on.
That's very funny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Segment we're very overdue to do. It is Must or Dust.
Is this Must or Dust? Is this Must or Dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this Must or Dust?
That's beautiful. One of our nearly original jingles, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, except the girls did a version of it for the Ladies' Night episode, and now everyone keeps coming in, please use that instead.
Yeah.
Just saying, because I'm the only one that sings on that, so it's really only a crack at me.
Nah, so muscle dust, basically things that we totally agree with or things that we strongly disagree with, but how we want to do it is that we don't want to be sitting on the fence, do we? So nothing in the middle.
Yeah.
So I'll start us off with a little story and why we're doing this today. So I went to a friend of Dom's, my six-year-old's birthday party. We've done this muscle dust before.
That was nice that you got invited.
Yeah, it was good. No, your dad's got to go. So public displays of affection in like public swimming places. So this party was at the Newmarket pool with like water slide and all that type of stuff as well. And like all the kids were running around doing the slides and stuff. And there was this couple probably a bit younger than us, maybe Skin's age. Honestly, the bloke just trying to get Malmeninga everywhere. It was so bad.
What is Malmeninga? What does that rhyme with finger?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. God, mate, damn. Honestly, I'm just sitting there.
Why
just can't.
Would you say that?
Yeah, but just seriously.
You had a crack at Dave's joke and then you said Malmeninga everywhere.
Like, honestly, it's a public swimming pool like 1 o'clock on a Saturday. And honestly, the bloke's like proper reach around sort of gear. So I'm going dust there, obviously, for PDAs.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to support that in a place where kids are also around. Yeah,
there was probably 6 to 8, like, birthday parties of children there.
Wait, yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think that's the spot. That's not it.
Oh, but even in a public pool.
Oh, dear.
Maybe it was the spot.
I didn't go ask them.
Is this the right spot? No, there's a few birthday parties around here. Wouldn't mind racking all. Yeah.
Dust.
Like, I would have thought like having a little kiss and stuff exactly. Is quite right. Yeah. I think anything sort of below the belt, maybe.
There's some handsy sort of, yeah. Anyway.
Handsy cron, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
You're all up, right, buddy?
That's dust. Yeah, sure. I went to Bunnings yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, because you know how I'm just always on the tools, just doing things.
Yep.
I picked up something that Dave wanted me to get. So.
Well done.
That was good. But anyways, obviously it was a weekend, saw the Bunnings snags. Mm-hmm. People just working hard there. So that was my must or dust, the Bunnings snags. I obviously had to respectfully decline. They don't serve vegan sausages, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It was heartbreaking.
If they did, would it be a must for you?
Yeah, I think so. I like it. I like the idea of it.
It raises funds for people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, not people, but communities or something.
Yeah.
Communities of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are involved. Yeah.
Raises funds for things. Mm-hmm. I contributed. I felt so weird. Like, I walked up with my $2 coin or whatever it was, and like they just like already had a sausage there ready for me. And I was like, oh, no, just a soft drink. Thanks. It felt weird. I felt frowned upon. But
Really? So they just assumed that it was. Yeah. You were coming for a snack.
Yeah.
Did you say, like, I'm vegan?
Yeah. Yeah, I just gave him a big lecture. I told him about Mikus and then how he sort of wasn't anymore.
Must.
Huge must. Huge must for me, too. Yeah.
I don't go to Bunnings enough, I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter to
me. It's a sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
I don't like sausage sizzles. I think I don't like sausage sizzles in general. I'd rather like a hamburger.
So if you're like $2.
Yeah, but it's also like $9.30 on a Saturday.
I'd rather pay $5 for a hamburger. Yeah.
Where are you getting?
And I think,
where are you getting $5 hamburger for $5?
$5.50 then.
These cunts can't get out anyway.
I am always surprised how it became such a big deal in Australia. Like, it's such a big thing, and it's just a sausage on bread.
Yeah, but it's just so simple. It's like $2.50 as well. It's like it's in the console of your car.
If we're going like, I think you've confused me with the Bunnings thing, but if it's just sausage sizzles in general, I think they're dust.
Yeah, okay.
It's better items.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not cooking one at home for myself. But like, no.
But that's what it sounds like.
No, but like, 100%. If you just like out of like a under 10s fucking soccer breakup or something, like they're cooking a sausage sizzle. Yeah, I have a sausage on bread.
No, I can steak burger. Gourmet.
I'll just have an eye fillet wrapped in bacon. Thanks. On this paper plate with fucking plastic cutlery.
What's that thing, that real fancy steak?
Filet mignon.
That's what I expect at Bunnings.
Yeah.
Real quick, I probably should move on to the next one, but real quick. So if you're having a barbecue and you have steaks, sausages, all that stuff, you won't put a sausage on bread with sauce.
Got a steak and a sausage, no.
If I'm cooking a barbecue, wouldn't you have salad and stuff?
A side of salad.
Yeah, but like... Yeah.
I'm probably not cooking sausages if I'm cooking a barbecue.
Huh.
I would, but I would have it with salad.
Yeah.
And like not on bread.
But
Really?
Huh. Oh, no. Must. Anyway.
Well, you would have a sausage sizzle and a steak and a salad.
I literally had it. I did that like 3 days ago.
That feels like a lot of meals in the one.
Steak, burger, and chicken. That would be if I had to do three and then sausage as a dish.
Yeah,
fourth.
If I chuck a steak on and then a couple of sausages, I'll chuck one of
the sausages. But you would just eat it as a sausage sizzle. Interesting. I'm learning a lot about you.
Anyway.
Not so ethical after all.
Completely not ethical. I think you have sort of transpired out of that phase of your life.
Yeah. I have. Anyway, wearing matching custom shirts on a Bucks party. I saw it recently. Actually, no. You guys.
Well, I would have said.
Oh, God.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. Well, Skids Bucks coming
up. How much do we want to give away?
Well, I don't like the custom shirt where it says like, you know, like in between his pussy patrol. Yeah. Top. I'm going to say no to that.
Yeah, I saw one on the weekend. All the guys were wearing a shirt. Obviously, it was for a Bucks party, and it had like a husband and wife with like game over in like the like Nintendo font or something. And I was like,
not my favorite shirt.
That's dust.
Yeah, that feels dusty. Unless those people are listening, in which case it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Dust.
I'm happy to say dust. Mm-hmm. Stanley Cups. Those Stanley Cup drinking things, I don't think we've had them. But you know the ones with the straw?
I know the ones. Yeah. I've got one.
I've got one.
Well, must.
Well, I kind of accidentally ended up with mine. I brought it for those like white elephant Christmas things. Like it meant to be a present for someone in Eloise's family, but it kind of ends up randomized and somehow it came back to me.
That's good.
So it's like, it's fine, I guess.
I don't know what it is that I like about it because it's not a great travel. I don't really like traveling with it. Like I feel like water bottles are better to just chuck in your gym bag and stuff. But at home, I quite like drinking out of the.
Yeah.
I'll go must, provided there's no straw.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is like it's exclusively straw. So I think it's
that's dust.
Yeah,
dust,
I think
dust,
it's a bit dust to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's like a Yeti or something who are fucking wonderful people.
Yeah.
Be better people.
Yeah, like just drink it out of the bottle, not an actual.
Yeah, yeah.
I also heard that they have slightly higher levels of lead than Yeti, which is not good for you.
That'll put lead in your pencils.
No, it'll put lead in your body.
Oh, right. Honestly, Skin, like the things that go through your lead at the moment, honestly.
Skid, actually, a bloke walked past me the other day that I knew, yet he didn't say hello.
Fuck. It's actually good.
That's very good.
It's original material. I've just written that on the spot. We don't prepare this.
I wish I could hate on that.
We don't, man. I like that.
Yeah, seriously.
Does anyone else want to do another bust or nothing?
Sure, I've got heaps sent in.
I've got a real quick one.
Get one from the Choggies after Goaties next.
Man of the match in losing sides.
Dust.
Must.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, 1st of October?
Pardon? 1st of October. None for 50 or 4.5.
If you got it, I would have said must.
Oh, one note, loved it. Yeah. Goaty, A.
Oh, I would have loved to see that. Yeah, I think it's fine. It's you can definitely hit 100 in a losing team or something, and if that's the best performance of the game, it's the best performance of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think there can be occasions, but definitely. But sometimes I feel like it's just like, if you're the best player, you should be winning the game for your team.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's my thoughts.
I couldn't disagree anymore.
Yeah, actually, I've spoken too soon. I agree with you.
Yeah. It just feels like, I also think it puts the player in an uncomfortable position. You're like, oh yeah, I was gone, but I've got to be unhappy over here because we all lost.
Yeah, my team sucks. Yeah. Bloody useless.
Boys, if you want to contribute at any stage,
exactly.
You love that.
All right, I think when it's close, like when you're tossing up between a few players, it has to go to someone on the team.
Skin.
All right, give us one for the Chalky Skin. I think take sure us home thing. Here because then we're going to move on.
All right. You're at a pub ordering whatever, Mikkas, nice little steak, whatever you want. You get your chips. Sorry.
Sausage sizzle.
Eating your chips with a knife and fork. This was sent in by Harrison. Eating your chips with a fork.
I love that one from Harrison. And I also would love to put out, it's very dust.
Yeah. Dust. Fingers.
Okay, that was easy.
Malmeningers.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a finger food.
Parmigiana with a knife and fork, obviously, and then cutlery down. Thanks very much. Into the finger food.
Mushroom sauce on the side.
Okay. Not with your fingers, I wouldn't have thought. Well.
You've seen me do it.
Oh, dip the chips in the mushroom sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won't leave mushroom for anything else. It was good.
You're a real fun guy at the moment, honestly.
God damn it.
You do one if you want.
No, I'm quick okay. One. Yeah, okay, I'll do a quick one. Yeah.
Finish up.
You got anything for us?
A little oyster mushroom sort of
game? No, you know, obviously I don't.
Okay. Okay. You know why the mushroom got kicked out of the party, though? It's because he wasn't a fun guy. Right.
He's a fun guy. Shouldn't it be why he got invited to the party?
Oh, yeah, probably. Maybe they thought he was a fun guy. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Skid, social sins and wins, I think we're doing.
All righty.
Sins, but also wins. Let's look at this tonight. Is it a sin or a winner? Well, my hair's getting thinner. Might be love or strive in a social life.
Every time I play that jiggle, you say certainly yes. Every people time. Actually think it's part of the jiggle. But it's just you saying it. It's probably got thinner even since recording that song.
Nah, you can't do anything about it anymore, buddy.
I think it can get much thinner.
I told this story before. Like, I went for a haircut yesterday. I don't know why I bother. And they're so expensive for some reason. Buzz cuts are like $35 and it's the one. Well, yeah,
surely they're making an exception.
No, they don't. Wow. Well, God, yeah, because I say, hey guys, do you know who I am?
No, it was like...
Yeah, $34.
Skin, you should probably stop doing that.
If that's $36. The three hairs I've got to cut off.
Well, I know, exactly.
You would at that point, don't you?
It literally makes their razor blades newer, cutting my hair. But yeah, I walked in and I just love it because I've always got this haircut. And the bloke always says, like, hey, mate, what are we doing today?
Just a wig, thanks, mate.
I'll just, like, point at one of the random, like, models. Like, oh, can you just do that for me? Yeah, see that one where it's, like, parted?
Yeah, see that Ronald McDonald over there?
It's just like, man, not many options here. I can just cut it pretty short.
No need to talk about it, buddy.
Should do it. It's into your work, same as last time.
Christ.
All right. Who's leading us off, Skin?
Skin's explaining social sins and wins firstly for anyone that hasn't listened before.
Yeah, it's pretty much where we go through social media and find out all of the good things. Well, probably not all of them. There's probably a lot more that we haven't gotten through. But yeah, some of the good things, some of the bad things, highlight some of the sins and wins, I guess you'd say, from social media comments.
Great.
Very good.
Well done, Skin.
Thanks.
Do you want to start with one?
Sure, yeah. There was a post from Jared that said, Babe Ruth wouldn't make it to a D3 college baseball team today.
Oh, my.
Bit cool. Someone replied, yeah, well, he'd be about 130 years old. I don't think he'd still have it.
I love that. It's so good.
So good. Oh, Skin, you've started as positive. Can I go to a negative then?
Sure.
You know how I love a spelling one? How many good young players have been kept? This is from Terry, not Dactyl. How many good young players have been kept out of their potential? Out of their potential because of this purple circle in the hierarchy. Two separate words.
Oh.
Hierarchy.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm. These sort of flogs manipulate things for their own gain, not for the good of cricket in Australia. Hierarchy.
Hierarchy.
That'd be one word.
That was Noah's brother.
Actually, one time when I was playing tennis, kid, I was about to serve and I threw the ball up and the coach was like, mate, you're just going to have to throw that with a hierarchy. Don't look so confused, Biggers. When I make good gear like that, just laugh.
Yeah,
laugh at all.
Can I get another spelling round with you there, Gibbs?
There's enough people laughing. If I don't laugh, it doesn't matter.
One more.
Yeah, but probably knowing Dave, he'll use that.
We cut to your angle.
Yeah, somehow put his fucking SpongeBob thing in there again.
He'll cut to your angle. You look like you're eating the microphone.
Oh, where's that coconut water? This one's in the KFC Supercoach NRL Central Facebook page. All Broncos top 30 squad and coaching staff and supporters are off to do a medical course today, learning how to do the Heinrich technique today, so they'll be well equipped on choking.
On choking?
I'm fairly certain he's meant to say Heimlich, as in the Heimlich manoeuvre.
Yes. Heimlich dies nurse.
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's the type of stuff he laughs at.
Yeah,
you've come up with some of the great year of all time moves.
Like,
it was one thing.
We saved them for the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay, we'll come back to that at the end.
Yeah, let's do it.
Back
the
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
crikey. Do you have any, Mikas? Are you contributing?
Doesn't look like he's got a blank phone. No, okay,
so that's fine.
All right, he contributed with that Heimlich.
That's true, yeah. Okay, this one, it was a screenshot that I saw posted on Facebook, and it's a screenshot of a WhatsApp conversation between an employee and a boss.
Right.
So the employee texts their boss and says, "We have a problem." And the boss replies, "Whatever you call a problem is in fact an opportunity." And the employee replies, "Okay, we have an opportunity. All the money got stolen."
So good. I fucking hate that positive thinking rubbish. Shut up.
I've saved these couple for ages because it was from the Big Bash this year, which we haven't done social sense and wins since then. But you remember that Tom Curran, he was suspended for
nearly running into the umpire.
Anyway, there's from El Chapanos or Chapanos. Not that.
After Dark.
Chapanos.
Yeah, same site.
Anyway. Anyway, it's got Brad Hogg tweeted saying, "Not Tom's brightest moment," and then it's a big paragraph about saying the umpire could have been less antagonistic, blah blah blah. And this L has just like retweeted it and said, "Hey Brad, I corrected your tweet. You're welcome." And it just says, "Not Tom's brightest moment," and then it's crossed out everything else.
Very good.
Sick. And then this next bloke, Tony, he was like, "While we're editing stuff, the shirt sponsor needed amending too. They were sponsored by Belong or something."
Yeah.
Like, and he's just photoshopped it to just say Bell End.
Oh, people take so much time on that. Oh, Skinner's is right up your alley. A horse trainer has copped a 5-year ban, not for anything naughty towards the horses. He dacked a steward in front of everybody.
Really?
Yeah, he pulled his pants down.
No, I know what dacking is.
Yeah.
I just found it quite weird to hear. What do you do that?
As the official, Balfour approached the steward from behind and without his consent, pulled his pants down and in doing so, fully exposed him from the waist down to numerous parties present. Is that a sin or a win?
It's just one of the great games.
I think it's a sin.
So he's got the 5-year ban for dacking.
Oh, well, that's a win.
That's a little much.
No, you can't just go around exposing people in public.
But also, surely he's got Reg Grundy's on under. If he's at the racetrack, you're not freeballing to the races, are you?
If you don't perfect the dacking, you can lose.
You can go both layers. Yeah, that's happened to me at times. Yeah. I remember once being dacked and it was in that phase where I wasn't wearing undies, I was wearing boxers. Did you ever go through that phase?
Yeah, a bit silkier.
With the silky, the Jordan silks.
Yeah. Actually, that would have been good for Must or Dust, really. That's
silky boxers. No one wears them anymore, do they?
Boxers in general.
At that point, they were being worn, and I was wearing them to school, dacked, full, just Bruce out. They just came down very slippery. Not the Bruce.
Then you went to that science room and you're replicating a tripod there as well.
What was I doing, a tripod?
Okay.
I think science was usually more like Bunsen burners. Yeah. That's all right. I'm happy to go with you. Have you got another one, kid?
Sure, yeah.
I've got two more. I'm flying for this.
Oh, you've got heat.
Yeah, I know.
Well, okay. Well, I can give you two more if you want.
Fine. Start with one and see how that goes.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Vo says, "It kind of rules that everybody stops trying at their job during December." Fenn replied, "I kind of can't at my job. It's the season where our workload really peaks." And Vo replies, "Are you one of the elves?"
Finishing with the game is Google Feud.
Good jingle.
Great jingle.
Yeah, we're playing Google Feud. Come on, choose a category or two. I'm going to tell you what to do. Yeah, playing it is cool. I will soon tell you all the rules. And you can play along with the crew. Yeah, we're playing Google Feud.
You got to stop singing, okay? So good. Because you know what I love about that jingle is when I say you guys stop singing, it's just me, layered.
No, you said that last time, mate. We remember.
It's just acting 101, I find. Don't act, react, skin, except in that case, act. Know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Stick with skin.
We should stop saying it.
Stick with it. All right. Goody's panicking over there for some reason.
No, I'm not panicking at all.
No, you're fine.
No, I've got my Google Feud up.
All right.
Glad you said Google Feud.
Well done, Mickus.
Thank you.
Get ready to put your search engine knowledge to the test with Google Feud. It's a game inspired by Google Autofill and then also Family Feud. It's sort of like a combination of those two things. We'll guess the most popular endings to common search queries revealing our answers at the same time. But a little bit of a twist to the game today in that we've sort of taken a bit of inspiration from like a Cards Against Humanity approach where we've all chosen one that we're going to read out and points won't necessarily be determined based on how close you are to the actual answers because we're finding that some of the answers are quite, A, hard to get.
Fucking ridiculous.
So now... it's just the one that's the most creative and you can have your own criteria for how you judge them. You are in charge. You're in charge of your own destiny, I would say here. So I'm going to go first, but before I do, this game is brought to you by our friends at Aussie Broadband, fast, reliable internet. The game isn't always our most reliable, well, to be honest, and Cody can be quite honest about that, but gosh, there is a good jingle. Already played it. That would have made more sense if I read it before the jingle.
And the great news is with Aussie Broadband coming on board for this game, like it, they go hand in hand. Google feud, Aussie Broadband.
Well, you can't get to Google without Aussie Broadband.
Did you not think of that earlier? Come on, Skin.
Sorry.
But you agree though, don't you, Skin?
Yeah, it's a great package deal. They would help you get there quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sharply. And that's why we all were able to get our answers so quickly. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start with how to paint a... Left to the dealer.
Nude.
Oh, that's devastatingly similar to my guess.
To paint a nude. Pretty happy with it. And it's very similar to one of the answers on here.
How to paint a painting.
Nice Skin.
That's well creative.
Done. That is creative.
I hate you.
What do you got for us, Miggas? What's something you'd like to know how to paint? Just put yourself in these shoes.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing. And it's... Unfortunately, it's very close to Goaty's, but
no, yeah, go.
More specifically, how to paint a penis.
Okay. Are you going to put penis on the end of all these searches? That's how you're going to, that's your tactic. That's your tactic.
The conversation.
All right. Well, Goaty, I think I do. I mean, you had the benefit of being able to go first, but that won't always be the case. But I am definitely going to give you the points. That was probably too soft, but that's all right. but yeah, how to paint a nude. I'm happy to award the points to. Definitely not on here. The really? Top answer was how to paint a ceiling.
Oh,
which is
weird. That makes sense.
Michelangelo style.
How to paint a ceiling, how to paint a sunset, how to paint a car, a wall, a house, a room, a door, and a fridge.
Nice.
All very close to
Why
nude.
Why the fuck would you paint a fridge?
Why would you paint it? Well, I mean, well, maybe if you have a paint job on that fridge that we've got out there, but I don't know who painted it.
It's also, I don't think that's paint.
No, is that not paint?
No, it's a print.
Oh, it's a print.
Yeah.
How to paint a print.
How to print paint.
Anyway.
Go to you want to go?
Yeah, good. All right. Movies starring.
Oh.
Left of the dealer. Skinny Wayne's.
Skin's good to go first, yeah.
Well, I haven't got a hilarious one, but I feel like right up there at the moment would be like a Margot Robbie.
Okay, nice.
Fairly in the news.
Yeah. Mm.
Fairly attractive too.
You say that every time.
What? How often do you talk about Margot Robbie on the podcast?
No, it depends. Like, if like Goaty's in here and he's he's a bit hungry, he'll say like, "Oh, Margot, get some lunch."
That's good.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It felt stretchy to get there, but I was happy with the delivery. I bought you some time.
I forgot what the thing was in that time, which isn't great. Adam Sandler.
Zach Galifianakis.
Oh. Okay, well, none of them are on the list, so that doesn't help.
Who's closest? Read the list and we can help you judge.
Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hanks, James Caan. I don't know. I can't put a face to him.
Can't be serious. How did he make it?
Amber Heard, loud talker. The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, Chris Hemsworth again, Elvis Presley.
Chris Hemsworth again? Yeah, that's Chris Hemsworth twice.
It's spelled different.
Yeah, and
it's Hemsworth.
Denzel Washington, D.C. Okay. I'm going to go my mate Skin. How do you even here, Margot, Robbie Eubank, please.
Thanks. Is that just because she's hot?
Well, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Skin.
Is it okay to swim with
the fishes?
You can do it, Mickey.
No, I know I can do it. We come back to me.
No, yeah, sure. No.
We can cut this time, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me one. What is it? Is it okay to swim with?
Yep.
Budgie smugglers on.
Oh,
nice.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, I mean, yeah, we just didn't give you a chance.
diarrhea.
Oh, nice, Cody. That is good.
Whenever you're fucking ready.
I hate this.
Say
so
the first
much.
Word that comes to mind. Don't overthink it.
Is it all right to swim with marathon?
Is it all right to swim with?
Penis. No.
Sausages.
It's sharks. I don't.
Nice.
Sharks.
That was really good.
Not on the list.
No, it sucks.
That's actually just, not on the list.
That is odd.
Yeah.
What actually is on the list?
Yeah. Well, I'm giving the points to Goaty.
Yeah, that's very good.
And then on the list is an ear infection, a cold, contacts, a tampon, a UTI, a yeast infection.
Holy hell.
Pink eye?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, those things of that nature.
Yeah, okay. Nice. We probably should have got that.
Wait, what did you? What was yours?
I didn't guess because I.
No, is it like, what was your question? I meant, what was your like question?
Is it okay to swim with?
Okay.
What's yours?
Is it okay?
Is it okay to drive with?
I was like, when is it okay to?
Oh.
When is it okay to?
I mean, it's just so easy, guys. Yeah, when you're ready, right.
Yeah,
come
just,
on.
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah, no, I'm ready. I've been waiting for you.
No, I thought you were still going with it. Yeah. When is it okay to quit your job?
Nice.
Sleep nude.
Fuck, I haven't got one.
Mate,
pretty easy, though.
Probably just the first word there.
Yeah, okay, good.
Oh, no, I was.
Lock it in.
Yeah. What do you got?
They got skin. I'll probably go with Lee, I think.
Yeah. Was it close? Was any close?
Honestly, I can't remember what you said, but it wasn't skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think no, it wasn't on there. When is it okay to say I love you?
Oh.
When is it okay to pop a pimple?
Oh.
When is it okay to stop breastfeeding? And when is it okay to lie in Islam? Which, I mean, we should have been up there, guys.
It is shocking that that didn't spring to mind.
Yeah, I prefer to lie in a mattress. Unfortunately, it's probably on, but.
Okay.
That game sucked a fair bit.
Yeah, well,
and we still suck at that game, even with the shuffle.
Yeah, Goaty said that he doesn't like this game. And I was like,
tell you what, I came with a fucking great attitude.
You did
today.
Come with a good you attitude, did, yeah. Which meant we it's had rare. More laughs, I thought. But I'm just not convinced on the. Maybe go. Do one, and I'm just going to like, you guys just see if you can actually get this next one that I bring up. You ready?
Okay.
Go for it. Because I thought, and just throw out, like there's no incorrect answers, just throw out as many as possible. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes.
Ooh.
Why do people
smell?
Nice. Let's throw some answers out. That was incorrect.
What was the thing? I wasn't
Why do people?
No, don't listen.
Why do people?
Poo.
Cry.
Run. Oh, nice. Okay, we got all three crosses, and now it's why do people drink alcohol, smoke, cheat, vape, travel, sleep talk, yawn, hate Nickelback?
Very good. Okay, well, we've already done social sins and wins, so we didn't want to finish with a tweet. We're changing it up to a little get fat.
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fact, fact off!
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fact, fact off!
Oh, fade that down for you, sorry, Skin.
Please, yeah, thank you. All right, I've got a couple of little space-related ones.
Ah, okay. I should be able to find room for them. I've literally been best on this.
It's been a great performance today. Underappreciated, obviously, from the other end of the table.
I would say man of the match in the losing side.
Yeah.
How do you win a podcast?
Well, Migos has lost.
Yeah. He's fair. He's 0-400.
Oh, crikey. Okay. It takes 8 minutes, 20 seconds for light to travel from the sun to Earth.
Uh-huh.
So if the sun stopped burning or blew up or anything like that, we wouldn't find out for 8 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Serious?
Yeah. It's neat, isn't it?
That is neat, yeah. You can do a lot in 8 minutes, Skin.
Yeah. Sometimes twice.
Yeah, exactly. And second one, you could fit every planet in our solar system in the space between the Earth and the Moon.
Really?
Yeah. Is that not surprising?
Yeah,
that is really surprising.
Yeah.
Mm. Are there other planets not? What's Earth like in comparison to other planets in terms
it's
of size?
Nice.
like Rego.
It's certainly not as tasty as Mars.
Smaller than Jupiter, bigger than Pluto type of thing.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, is Pluto still a real planet these days?
I think it's back to being a real planet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it got what a comeback.
It got dropped to Reggie's and then made its way back in first.
That is a great comeback story, actually.
Wow.
Dropped to the Magoos.
Yeah, got 130 not out, opened the batting in second grade.
In the time it...
back into the planet 11.
Also, I think I didn't plan this one, but I'm pretty sure this is correct.
You didn't plan it.
I didn't say it. Thinking it, but I didn't say it.
Time it took for Pluto to get discovered, declared a planet, declared not a planet, then to get declared a planet again, it never completed one full orbit of the sun.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. And also, how many innings was this game? Yeah. Declaration.
Must be a flatty. Not the Earth, obviously. The Earth's not fucking flat.
That's why you tuned into this podcast. Right, yeah, that's another week at the Chocolates podcast episode complete. We'd love you to get in contact with us. There's many ways that you can do that, but one focus for this week, just one piece of homework, and that is that we would love to have more people check out the YouTube episodes, I reckon. There's a lot. We know that our podcast audience, very Australian-based, our YouTube audience, not as Australian-based, which means there's a lot of you listening that haven't yet clicked subscribe over on YouTube, and that's your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Couldn't agree more.
Nice.
Thanks.
Mm. Remember, if you're out there having a laugh with your mates.
Well, summarise there, Mick.
If you're out there having a laugh this week with your mates, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's done. We've already done the D's.
No, we got another.
Oh, what?
From Dave, though, so it's a bit risky.
Oh, no.
Really?
Who's leading it?
Oh, okay.
Okay, go skin.
Knock, knock.
I don't even see it.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. I said knock, knock, so you said.
No, I'm just repeating it like a question. Because I didn't know if I quite heard you, so I just wanted to confirm. Who's there?
Shemp. Can you shemp? I fucked it. Can you shemp?
Can you shampoo?
Can you shampoo these nuts?
Disc is walking on a really fine line.
I don't know why you would shampoo nuts.
Goodbye.
I nearly quit, I think.